then came a sequel to this whole thing. Another family from Delhi. All of a sudden they come here. And they came here, husband and wife, two of them had come. And naturally they came here, we inquired what brought them here. Is this your first visit? Says, yeah, we have just come. We know nothing about Baba. What brought you here? My dead son. Oh God, again another thing. This is now, he is now going to the other world to send people here. That's how it is. And the story is that they had a beloved son of theirs by name Gypsy. They are a Hindu family. It's peculiar in a Hindu family to have a name Gypsy. But why they named him Gypsy is that from his childhood, he didn't like to be under any roof. They had a mansion to live because he was the deputy director of intelligence of the government of India. Just imagine. So, he's retired now, of course. He retired recently. So, Gypsy, very much loved by all. His nature was so sweet. He was somebody peculiar in the family. He wouldn't stay at home. He would just go and sleep outside under a tree or be in the orchards or go away and be there. And then they had to bring him. I said, why do you do that? I said, I feel happy here. It's fresh air and good. So that's why they named him as Gypsy. His name was something which I've forgotten now. So, but they all know him as Gypsy. In the conversation, they would say, Gypsy, Gypsy, Gypsy. So Gypsy, when he's young, all of a sudden developed a serious symptom. And that had to do with his spinal cord. Developed a tumor there or something like that. And of course, they had the means, they had the facility, being government official, the best of the hospitals, best of the specialists they could select, and everything was done. But there's no recourse. So Gypsy is given up now by the doctors, the medical authorities. I says, now, the only thing is, let there be no restriction on diet, let there be no other restriction, just allow him to live his life passively, peacefully. So he's brought home and he's tended by the parents, much loved by the parents. Mother loves him very much. And being a Hindu family, they know that now these are his last days. So time and again, mother would go and tell Gypsy, Gypsy, Gypsy. He would be so often in coma. Gypsy, when he would just shake or something like that. Repeat, Ram, Ram, Ram. And he would say, Baba Meh, Baba Meh. And she turns to her husband and to her family. Is there anybody? Meher, he's saying Meher, is he in love with some woman or something like that? What is that? Being a teenager he is. What is it? Baba Meher? Nobody, we haven't heard of anybody like that. Who is there in the family that he is repeating the name like that? So she says, Gypsy, remember Ram, Ram, say Ram, say Ram. So he would say, Mother, he would sometimes get wild. Why do you disturb me? Baba Meher is here. Baba Meher is here. She doesn't know. She thinks, I'm talking, yeah, he's here and don't disturb me, he's with me, talking to me. So then sometimes she would come with a coffee, cup of coffee, because he loved coffee very much. And he would just shove her aside and said, please don't disturb me, we are now having a chat with Baba Meher.
And so,
yeah. So all this, and Ram is standing before me. You tell me to take Ram. Yeah, so that's how it is. So she feels very much worried that what will happen when he dies with the name of Baba Meher. And who is this Baba Meher? Is now time for him to repeat the name of God? You see? So that's how it is. This person who is deputy director of intelligence is supposed to know many things which we don't know. You know that. He goes to he's a deputy director. He goes to the director and says, sir, I have a little problem. Is there anything on our files about one by name Meher Baba? Baba Meher. Sometimes you speak of Meher Baba also. Baba Mehr or Mehr Baba? He said, yeah, I've heard that. When I was in Maharashtra, this is in North India, mind you, in Punjab. So now, when I was in Maharashtra, many years ago, I had heard of him. It's a great name. Is it so? In the meantime, here he collapses. He dies with the name of Baba Mehr, Mehr Baba, Baba Mehr, Mehr Baba, and that finished. And mother is much worried and not knowing what to do and what to say. Father is retired. He has got plenty of time. Now he wants to go out and search at this person by name Mehr Baba or Baba Mehr, whosoever. So he goes, he's retired now, he goes to settle at his native place, which is Chandigarh, which is the capital of Haryana now, in North India. So there he is, one day he goes in the marketplace, and he sees a person in ochre color robe, a sadhu, a hermit, and there with all the books laid on a sheet of cotton sheet, white sheet, on the ground, and there are different books are there. So he stops the very sight of this man who is a sadhu, and he is selling like a vendor, and he feels peculiar. And he stops there and says, what are these books? So then he picks up the book. He says, they are all spiritual books. So he picks up one of them, and he opens it. The page that he opened is, all the books belong to, of course, what's his name? Who is in Pune? Rajneesh. Rajneesh. All books are by Rajneesh. So he says, he opened the book, and on the page that he opened is mentioned, life according to Lord Buddha. Life, what? The value of life? Steve, are you here?
Yeah.
What is that? What
the meaning of life according to Saint Meera was.
The meaning of life, according to Saint Meera, according to Saint this, according to Buddha, according to Mehr Baba. Oh, he says. Then he asks him, says, you know anything about Mehr Baba? Where is he? Who is he? So he says, I know nothing about it. I said, but you are selling the books. So he said, yeah, I'm just selling them here, but you know, there's a Rajneesh follower who lives there, and he gives the sector number so and so, flat number so and something like that. And then he says, you find out from there and you'll know. He must be knowing it. So he goes there, immediately goes there, because his wife is pining here and he feels much upset because wife is spoiling her health like this. So he wants to comfort her, just saying that there is somebody great, you see. So he wants to know more about it. So that's how he goes. And halfway he goes there. It's the distance from that place, the marketplace, to that sector where the address was given. He realizes that he didn't even ask the name of the person. So he comes back to find out the name of the person. When he comes back, there are neither the books, nor the sheet on which it was spread out, nor the man. He's asking, he says, yeah, he was here, but he has left. And he's in search, he does not know what to do. Again, he missed an opportunity and all that. So then he goes to the library because he now knows that somebody great is there by name Mehr Baba. Because Rajneesh mentions it, Rajneesh follower is selling it and all that. So he goes to the library and there he gets hold of, is it Listen Humanity or
God-man.
The God-man or wherever, whatever it is. In God-man is given the chart of...
Yeah, there's a map of Ahmednagar.
There's a map of Ahmednagar and Mehrabad and all that. And
yeah,
and Baba, there is a place where Baba, this chart is given. Oh, he says, he's in Ahmednagar. Wonderful. Tells his wife, I have found the address, I have found the person, come on, let's go to Ahmednagar. Yeah. And she's so happy about it, but at the same time she is a bit nervous. Are we going in the right direction? What are we going to do and all that? Now what happens is, that as she is approaching Ahmednagar station, she feels a gypsy saying about Mehr Baba and all that, and all of a sudden the train stops at the station. And there, to her amazement, sees gypsy standing outside the window. She sees actually him. And she is so excited about it, that we are where gypsy is, it seems. So she and her husband both get down, and they just look here and there. She doesn't tell him about gypsy having been spotted. But they look, and on the top there's a huge board there. A light here for the tomb shrine of Avatar Mahesh Baba. Oh. They didn't know that he had already died or something like that, you see, or some. So it's this tomb shrine of Mahesh Baba. So then they inquire where. So then they go to a place, Mehrabad. They go there to the tomb and all that. Then they come here the same day, and they are talking about this life story of how they are brought here. They know nothing about it and all that. And then, of course, we tell them about Baba, and they get comfort and all that. They have just come from the tomb, stayed here, because they said, now go, all are there at Mehrabad, don't miss this opportunity, go there. They have come again, yeah. Within a short visit, a few minutes over there. Then they sit here and they tell us this whole story. Then the wife tells about this story about gypsies being spotted there. And then the husband says that, I have not even spoken this to my wife yet. She doesn't even know what has happened. And the wife takes interest, what is it? So, having taken round of the place and all that, we have taken him here to the blue bus. And there is the bust of Baba, you know. Have you seen the bust of Baba? Yeah. So he says, one thing that has confirmed that we have come to the right place is a dream that I have seen long back, soon after Gypsy died. And that he pesters me to follow him to a temple that is built. And in my dream, of course, this is how I heard and I recollect. In my dream, I say that why does he spend such money, you know, on temples and all that? But because of Gypsy saying it leading me, I go there. So this is how I go. And, well, I go there and he's taking me to a building, a temple. And there are some steps, one, two, I still remember the two steps. And there is a sort of a bust, a statue-like thing placed there.
Statue?
Just a statue I see. A bust. He said statue. So I see it, but the profile is there. I don't see probably. I think that he felt that is it Gypsy statue or what? He's taking me, leading me up to this. Then I go there. No, but it's something quite different. So that's how it is. And it is the same as this. But I then same as the bus that is here. Then the wife emboldens herself and says, but mind you, you told me just now that you took two steps down into the temple. But here there are two steps up. You see still how the mind wants to reason out these things. Anna, listen to what the mind plays havoc with. So he said, but you said two steps up. We went up the two steps, not down the two steps. In the dream you said two steps. So well, that's what I tell you, but the statue is the same. Okay, then of course then it's nothing. We took it for granted it's the same. Now they go to Mehrabad. And now they are there staying overnight and all that. Then there they are taken out on a round to the museum. There are two steps down and the statue is still there. I says, look, we have gone two steps down. Just see how flimsy the little thing we hold on to when we are about to drown. And the mind was satisfied. So such are the things.
And these two people were outside the party gates and never got to get in because they were arguing whether it's a match or made of silver or stainless steel.
Huh? Pardon?
It's like arguing over the gates of heaven.
Yeah.
And they never going in and never getting to go in because they're still arguing about whether the gate is this, is it made of this or is it made of that. And
but we always talk in terms of the pearly gates of heaven. Neither of steel or silver.